VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Trump administration officials are working to try to find out who wrote a column published Wednesday in the New York Times that strongly criticizes the president. The newspaper says it was written by a senior administration official. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The piece has set off wild speculation in the West Wing and beyond. Top administration officials are scrambling to clear themselves.
It's not mine.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denies he wrote it. Vice President Mike Pence's office took the rare step of tweeting that Pence puts his name on his op-eds, adding, "Our office is above such amateur acts." Two people familiar with the situation say the president's demanded staffers find out who wrote the piece. He tweeted last night the Times should immediately hand over the writer to the government for national security purposes, though it's unclear what that means. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least 9 people are dead and 30 missing after a powerful earthquake hit northern Japan Thursday morning. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The quake on Japan's northernmost main island of Hokkaido triggered dozens of landslides that crushed houses under torrents of rocks and timber, prompting frantic efforts to unearth survivors. As well as the deaths, officials say hundreds have been injured and dozens unaccounted for. Nearly 3 million households have been left without power by the quake, the latest in an exhausting run of natural disasters for Japan. As well, the heavy tremors paralyzed normal business on the island as blackouts cut off water to homes, immobilized trains and airports, causing flight cancellations and shuttering phone systems. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police say 4 people are dead, including a gunman in a shooting at a bank in Cincinnati, Ohio. The mayor says the gunman was actively shooting innocent victims. This is VOA News.